producers and also corn users.
Red River Farm Network's Don Wick has a Pioneer Agronomy Update from McCoy Seed in Larimore, North Dakota.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update, and what a beautiful day we have going. We have Sean McCoy with us from McCoy Seed here at Larimore, North Dakota. And Sean, nice day. Appreciate you hosting us. Of course, we wish we would have had all this string of nice days earlier this week when we got into the frosty, freezing type of conditions.
Yeah, Don, thanks for coming. And yes, you're spot on. It looks the next 2 weeks of forecast looks awesome. I obviously wish that we didn't get down to freezing the last couple of nights, but that's just how it goes, I guess. So
tell me the situation right here. How cold did you get?
Anywhere from 31 to about 34 degrees, I guess, kind of is what I've been seeing on weather stations and stuff around here. So it certainly wasn't as bad as other places in North Dakota, but so we're really fortunate for that. But it was enough to, I think, it dinged up some crops. So
tell me about that. What did it do to the crop?
So looking at soybeans, the top leaves will kind of curl up and they'll die. You know, you'll be able to crunch them a day later and whatnot. And that'll, depending on the maturity of those soybeans, it'll affect the pods that have not filled, or beans that are half filled in those pods. So grass greens, so like R6. Fortunately, a lot of our soybeans in our general area have started to turn. So you know, they'd be R6 and a half, approaching R7. So yellow pods. But there's still some green pods that are going to be affected, so the beans will just kind of quit growing, and the test weight might be affected, depending on how cold you got and how long it was that cold. As far as corn goes, you know, 32 degrees for 4 hours is kind of the going, the saying for as far as, you know, really affecting that plant, maybe shutting it down or pushing it into artificial black layer. I don't think we're at that point with a lot of the corn in the area from what I've seen so far. So what you'll see is if it was 26 degrees or whatnot and you've got leaves that are curling under the cob, you know, below that part of the plant, there's a very good chance that plant is about done growing. So we were not at that point, but we could still see some test weight affected. Hopefully not like last year, but we could see a little lower 53 or 54 pound test weight, depending on how cold you got.
Was most of the corn at black layer, or where were we with this corn crop?
A lot of it was probably pretty darn close. You know, you could... maybe some of it, depending on how late you planted and your maturities you selected, could have been at 50% milk layer. I'm kind of assuming most of it was 25% left of milk and or close to black layer. So I think a lot of that's going to be fine as long as it wasn't under 30 degrees.
We're going to be with Pioneer next week as well with the Big Iron Farm Show. They're going to be a big part of what we're doing at the show next week. So we look forward to seeing you at the Big Iron Farm Show as well. Sean McCoy hosting us at McCoy Seed, Larimore, North Dakota. A beautiful day for the Pioneer Agronomy Update.
Thanks, Don.